voucher for one lucky customer. Bold Digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Zampost retirees demand immediate settlement of 48 million kwacha in outstanding terminal benefits. NCC issues over 14,000 contractor registration certificates in 2025. And in global news, US says meaningful progress made as Ukraine talks enter second day. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Retirees from Zampost are demanding the immediate payment of 48 million kwacha in outstanding terminal benefits, saying prolonged delays have left many of them struggling to survive. Speaking on behalf of the retirees, Representative Godfrey Handondo says the amount forms part of a 103 million kwacha terminal benefits package that was audited in July 2023. Mr. Handondo explains that the Treasury released 25 million kwacha in December 2024 and a further 30 million kwacha in June 2025, leaving a balance of 48 million kwacha yet to be paid. He says retirees have made numerous follow-up visits to the Ministry of Finance, but have not received a clear explanation or a defined payment schedule. Mr. Handondo has noted that the continued non-payment has had devastating effects on former employees, with some suffering health complications due to financial stress, while others have died before accessing their full benefits. He has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to urgently intervene, warning that as the country approaches an election year, retirees fear their concerns may be overlooked if swift action is not taken.
We've not been cleared as in payment of the terminal benefits. There is a balance of 48 million which is yet to be paid. Countless visits to the Minister of Finance has not yielded any satisfactory answers as to why the balance is not being released to Zampost for onward payments to the retirees. We're humbly asking you, Your Excellency, to help us receive the remaining balance from the Treasury as this is an election year and our fears that our payment may be overshadowed with election preparations.
The National Council for Construction, NCC, has disclosed that it issued a total of 14,253 contractor registration certificates in the year 2025, representing a 6.1% increase compared to the year 2024. Addressing the media this morning, NCC Executive Director Professor Paul Makasa said 97% of the registrations were issued to Zambian-owned contractors, reaffirming the continued growth and participation of local enterprises in the construction industry. Professor Makasa noted that the highest volume of registrations was recorded in the emerging and small-scale contractor category, accounting for 35% of all registrations, largely driven by small and medium-scale contractors participating in the Constituency Development Fund, CDF-funded works, and routine maintenance projects. Meanwhile, Professor Makasa has revealed that a total of 613 construction projects were inspected across 8 provinces in 2025, covering both public and private developments, and that of these, 258 projects were found to be stalled or abandoned, 77 were completed and handed over, while 22 sites were closed due to serious regulatory infringements. He says 34 contractors were formally charged and 44 contractors were issued with warnings. Interventions, he says, reflect the NCC's firm stance on compliance, safety and quality.
The highest volume of registration was recorded in the 6th accounting post, 25% of all registrations. This was largely driven by small and medium-scale contractors participating in CDS-funded works and routine maintenance projects. So we see a situation here whereby CDF as a government or as a body is a game changer, because that's the one which is largely driving almost all the construction projects that we are doing at community level.
The Ministry of Education has cautioned private schools against hastily sending pupils home over delayed payment of school fees. Speaking when he featured on Wednesday's edition of the Phoenix Breakfast Show, Minister of Education Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, said government remains firmly opposed to any learner being denied the opportunity to learn, a right that must be safeguarded in both public and private schools. Dr. Mambwe has urged private school administrators to engage parents and guardians and consider flexible payment arrangements before resorting to sending pupils away. Meanwhile, Dr. Mambwe also clarified the ministry's earlier directive prohibiting schools from sending away pupils who report late. He says while discipline is important, schools are encouraged to apply alternative corrective measures that do not deprive learners of learning time.
What we're simply saying is that instead of sending away children who come late to school, use other alternative corrective measures outside learning. And I must repeat this, outside learning time. We want our children to access education. So they may come late, but then you have other corrective measures that are available, that are existing within the school system, disciplinary system, that children can be taken through.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning has officially launched the Financial Inclusion for Resilience and Innovation Project, aimed at expanding access to financial services in rural and underserved communities. Speaking at the launch in Lusaka this morning, Finance and National Planning Minister Situmbeko Mosokotwane, who was represented by Accountant General Mrs. Nsandi Manza, says the initiative reflects government's commitment to inclusive economic growth and sustainable development. Dr. Mosokotwane notes that financial inclusion is a key driver of economic empowerment, as it enables farmers, small businesses, women and youths to actively participate in the economy. He says government is moving from policy pronouncements to practical action by ensuring financial services are accessible, affordable and responsive to climate risks, especially in rural areas.
So we currently have got two projects that are operational. We have the eSLIP and we now have the PIRIP.
Despite the remarkable progress that Zambia has achieved in expanding financial inclusion, the rural areas remain largely financially underserved. Therefore, as espoused in the 8th National Development Plan, government is committed to ensure increased access to and usage of quality and affordable financial services, particularly by women, the youth, persons with disability and rural-based population. While the private sector takes the lead in providing financial products and services, government has provided a conducive policy and regulatory environment to encourage innovation and efficiency by the financial services providers. To support this commitment, government launched the National Financial Inclusion Strategy 2 in March 2024.
Meanwhile, International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD Country Director Edith Kirumba, says the project is a continuation of the Rural Finance Expansion Program and is designed to build on insights gained from earlier interventions. Ms. Kirumba explains that the project targets about 370,000 households, translating to an estimated 1.3 million people across the country.
We currently have got two projects that are operational. We have the eSLIP and we now have the PIRIP, which has been launched today. So the PIRIP is a very innovative project that builds on the successes of the RUFEP project. We are borrowing on those successes, but we are also learning from the lessons of RUFEP so that we can improve